Good morning, Symphony Church, and happy Wednesday. Today we're going to be reading through Judges chapter 9, verses 22 through 57. This is going to be a bit of a longer passage, so I'm going to try my best to get through it quickly. But once again, I think it's going to be really helpful if you have your Bible or your Bible app open so that you could follow along. Without further ado, Judges chapter 9, verses 22 to 57. Abimelech ruled over Israel 3 years, and God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid on Abimelech their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to kill his brothers. And the leaders of Shechem put men in ambush against him on the mountaintops, and they robbed all who passed by them along that way. And it was told to Abimelech. And Gaal the son of Ebed moved into Shechem with his relatives. The leaders of Shechem put confidence in him. And they went out into the field and gathered the grapes from their vineyards and trod them and held a festival. And they went into the house of their god and ate and drank and reviled Abimelech. And Gaal the son of Ebed said, "Who is Abimelech, and who are we of Shechem that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal, and is not Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But why should we serve him? Would that this people were under my hand. Then I would remove Abimelech. I would say to Abimelech, increase your army and come out." When Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers to Abimelech secretly, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his relatives have come to Shechem, and they are stirring up the city against you. Now, therefore, go by night, you and the people who are with you, and set an ambush in the field. Then in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, rise early and rush upon the city. And when he and the people who are with him come out against you, you may do to them as your hand finds to do." So Abimelech and all the men who were with him rose up by night and set an ambush against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal the son of Ebed went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city, and Abimelech and the people who were with him rose from the ambush. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Look, people are coming down from the mountaintops." And Zebul said to him, "You mistake the shadow of the mountains for men." Gaal spoke again and said, "Look, people are coming down from the center of the land, and one company is coming from the direction of the diviner's oak." Then Zebul said to him, "Where is your mouth now, you who said, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Are not these the people whom you despised? Go out now and fight with them." And Gaal went out at the head of the leaders of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many fell wounded up to the entrance of the gate. And Abimelech lived at Arumah, and Zebul drove out Gaal and his relatives so that they could not dwell at Shechem. On the following day, the people went out into the field, and Abimelech was told. He took his people and divided them into three companies and set an ambush in the fields. And he looked and saw the people coming out of the city. So he rose against them and killed them. Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the gate of the city, while the two companies rushed upon all who were in the field and killed them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. He captured the city and killed the people who were in it, and he razed the city and sowed it with salt. When all the leaders of the tower of Shechem heard of it, they entered the stronghold of the house of El-Berith. Abimelech was told that all the leaders of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech went up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bundle of brushwood and took it up and laid it on his shoulder. And he said to the men who were with him, "What you have seen me do, hurry and do as I have done." So every one of the people cut down his bundle, and following Abimelech, put it against the stronghold. And they set the stronghold on fire over them, so that all the people of the tower of Shechem also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Abimelech went to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and captured it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and all the men and women and all the leaders of the city fled to it and shut themselves in. And they went up to the roof of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it and drew near to the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, 'A woman killed him.'" And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, everyone departed to his home. Thus God returned the evil of Abimelech, which he committed against his father in killing his 70 brothers. And God also made all the evil of the men of Shechem return on their heads. And upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. All right, so this was a long passage. So before anything else, let me try to give as brief of a recap as I can of what we just read. So Abimelech, son of Gideon, ruled over Israel 3 years before the leaders of Shechem. sought to betray him. At the same time, Gaal, son of Ebed, came to Shechem and vocally undermined Abimelech's authority. Abimelech is alerted by his right-hand man, Zebul, to the reckless talk of Gaal, and the two form a plan to ambush Gaal and fight him outside the city walls. Gaal loses this battle and is chased out of Shechem, and Abimelech's authority returns to being unchallenged. But Abimelech's anger led him to punish the people of Shechem, and he murders 1,000 innocent people and burns the leaders of Shechem in the tower. And finally, Abimelech, for some reason, sets his sights on invading a nearby city called Thebez. Thebez, however, proved to be much stronger than Shechem in its defense, and while he was having difficulty sieging Thebez's tower, a woman throws a millstone onto Abimelech's head and crushes his skull. Abimelech commands his armor-bearer to run him through with his sword so that he could be spared the humiliation of being killed by a woman, and this was the end of Abimelech. All throughout the life of Abimelech, it's clear that he was driven by an overwhelming sense of pride. Pride was present in everything he did. He felt his pride was challenged when Gaal badmouthed his authority. His pride drove him to slaughter the innocent men and women of Shechem for being associated to the stain on his rule. And his pride likely convinced Abimelech that he was capable enough to invade Thebez. Even to his very last breath, Abimelech held himself with such pride that he would rather be stabbed to death by his own armor bearer than to be killed in such an outrageous fashion by a woman. Abimelech was certainly a wicked person through and through, but at the end of the day, the most malignant way his sin and separation from God manifested was through his out-of-control pride. Pride is the enabler of many sins, telling us that we are worthy of indulgence and glory. Pride tells us that we deserve the recognition, the respect, the rewards, that there is no one who should be higher than us. And pride is particularly dangerous because while we do this, it also serves as a blinder to the wickedness of our own behavior. We choose not to be critical and sober-minded of our own shortcomings, and we continue to stray further and further from the humility and the sacrificial love that is required to truly follow Christ. The last thing we want to do is to succumb to pride like Abimelech did. So how do we fight pride? I just want to share a few quick ways for us to respond to today's passage. First, let's practice forgiveness. Abimelech failed when he was unable to look past the worthless talk of Gaal. It was such a hit to his ego that he had to resort to violent measures to get back at him. But when we forgive, we end the cycle of retaliation and retaliation. If there's someone in your life that opposed you or hurt you, know that Jesus understands the frustration and the pain. So go to him and let him minister to you. And just like Jesus had ultimately forgiven us, let's aim to imitate that forgiveness as well to others. And second, let's take ourselves off the pedestal. When Abimelech realized that the people of Shechem might see him as lesser now that he had to answer to criticism, it threatened this perfect, exalted image of himself that Abimelech had in his mind. It led him to murder the people of Shechem so that he wouldn't have to live with that. And it's such a vain, silly thing to be so constantly obsessed with our own self-image, isn't it? Always wondering how we come across or what people like about us. We need to take ourselves off the pedestal and replace that spot with someone who is worthy. Which brings me to my last point. Remain in servitude to the Lord. Because Abimelech just served himself, there was never an end to his appetite. He wasn't satisfied with Shechem. He wanted Thebez as well. And when our goal is to find fulfillment in the things that we have or the accomplishments that we've stored up, we'll always be chasing after the next thing and the next thing. But when we remain in servitude to the Lord, there is a sort of security that comes with knowing that we just have to continue to be faithful to his commands. That as long as we're following his voice, there is nothing that will be lacking. So let's practice forgiveness. Let's take ourselves off the pedestal. Let's remain in servitude to the Lord. And through all these ways, I hope that we can really combat pride today. That we can turn away from this desire to make it all about us. And I pray that the Lord saves us from that. Let's go to him in prayer. Lord, I pray that you protect our hearts from pride. It is one of the most pervasive sins that we actually don't talk about because it's so easy to even make faith about us. It's so easy to make prayer about us. It's so easy to make reading the word about us. Lord, it taints every part of our life, even with you. And so, Lord, I pray especially that we can be protected from that. Lord, may you undo all the ways that we are self-seeking and self-serving. And I pray that instead, that we can humbly approach your throne and we can say, Lord, we want to live for you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.